What I want to do now is to do a poetry reading in four parts. I learned from Jung, four is good, you know. So, what I'd like to do is to talk about limitation. An unpopular subject in this country. So I'm going to start with the time when we felt no limitation, or we can call it the first opening. There's a time between 16 and 19 sometimes when something opens and allows new stuff to come in. It's built in genetically, and the feeling is that your parents have put a lot on you, and then between 16 and 18 or somewhere near it opens and new imprinting can come in. You know, you can meet a great musician, decide to be a musician, etc. You understand me what I'm saying? Conrad Lorenz did that. He understood a lot of that. And he one time made a mistake, though. He had a young goose wandering around. He didn't understand the imprinting. And she, when it opened up, she imprinted on a turtle. And kept following this turtle around for the rest of her life, hoping for a great romance. So you have to be careful who you meet during the imprinting period. And that should be the time when it opens up and fantastic things happen to us. And we meet fantastic art and great scientists and great musicians. And usually in our imprinting time, we just see more Charlie's Angels. So it's wasted on Americans. Anyway, that's just a joke. So, another couple, I'm going to do two poems from that time. One way to say that is that in the time when there's the first opening, anything seems possible. Do you remember that? I'm going to win the Nobel Prize by the time I'm 35. And that's when a lot of intense love affairs take place. Anything is possible. Another way to put that is that that's the time when your golden hair grows in your head. In my little hometown, I do a Valentine's Day reading for them every year with a fairy story every year. It's the only poetry reading they get all year, so they really look forward to it. Anyway, so I did Rapunzel this time. And that's a fantastic thing, you know. Rapunzel, in her opening, was so fantastic. She had golden hair 60 feet long. And that's like the consciousness that you receive from the other world or from the time before you were born, and the knowledge we have of other places and all of that. That's called the golden hair. So, this is the feeling. I wrote this poem probably when I was around 26. I was a little slow, you know, in opening. And I was walking around in Oslo one morning. And I wrote this poem. When the wind's leave moves in the morning street, I walk there, and I brood on brown things, on green things, on the green waves lifting at sea, the green wives, and the brood of heaven. I hear a faint sound, a bell inside the waves, coming from far off. And the sweet, clear bell of the joys of silence pierces through the roaring of cars, the hum of tires, the closing of doors. When I hear that sound, a subtle force, a sheath, motherly, wraps me. Inside that sheath, I need no house or land, wrapped in sweetness.